And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1848, that Frédéric Chopin played his final concert in his adopted city of Paris. He only performed about 30 concerts in his lifetime. He once wrote to Franz Liszt, "I am not at all fit for giving concerts, for the crowd intimidates me. Its breath suffocates me. I feel paralyzed by its curious look, and the unknown faces make me dumb." But people loved his performances, of course, and for this Paris concert, Chopin said, "No publicity. It'll be limited to 300 people, mostly friends, acquaintances." It was in the Salle Pleyel, the concert hall owned by Camille Pleyel, one of the best piano makers in Europe. It was a beautiful concert, according to the people who were there. There were candles in the windows, flowers everywhere. He played etudes, waltzes, preludes, mazurkas, the barcarolle, the berceuse. He brought a cellist and a violinist to play his cello concerto with him. Less than a week later, the Revolution of 1848 broke out in France. The music world was thrown into chaos. He lost his main source of income. His aristocratic friends fled the city, and so he went up to London, where he gave his last public appearance in November of that same year. When he came back to France, he weighed less than 90 pounds. He died the following year of tuberculosis at the age of 39. It's the birthday of Henry Adams, born in Boston, 1838. Memoir, The Education of Henry Adams, came out in 1918, the year that he died. It's the birthday of the printer Giambattista Bodoni, born in Saluzzo, Italy, 1740. You can still find his Bodoni typeface on most word processing programs. And it's the birthday of the novelist Richard Ford, Jackson, Mississippi, 1944. Author of The Sports Writer, came out in 1986, the first of his trilogy about Frank Bascom, the novelist turned sports writer turned realtor from New Jersey. The most recent book, Let Me Be Frank With You, a series of novellas about Frank Bascom in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Here's a poem for today by Phyllis Levin, The Blizzard. Now that the worst is over, they predict something messy and difficult, though not life-threatening. Clearly we needed to stock up on water and candles, making tureens of soup and things that keep when electricity fails and phone lines fall. Igloos rise on air conditioners, gargoyles fly and icicles shatter, frozen runways, lines in markets and paralyzed avenues verify every fear. But there is warmth in this sudden desire to sleep, to surrender to our common condition with joy, watching hours of news devoted to weather. People finally stop to talk to each other. The neighbors we didn't know were always here. Today, they are ready for business, armed with a new vocabulary, casting their saga in phrases as severe as last night's snow. Damage assessment, evacuation, emergency management. The shift of the wind matters again. And we are so simple, so happy to hear the scrape of a shovel next door. A poem by Phyllis Levin, The Blizzard, from her collection Mercury, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.